Welcome to TPTB Finance, where I'm joined by Steve Larratt, who's a share research business analyst at ShareTalk. How are you today, Steve?
I'm not too bad, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm just checking out your environment, which seems to be as convivial as ever. But let's get on to the stocks that you wanted to cover today. What's the first one?
First one I want to cover today is called Eco Atlantic, ticker ECO. It's a oil and gas company. They're dual listed on the Canada Exchange as well as on AIM. They've got projects in Namibia, Guyana. They've got partners already in place who are Tullow Oil, and they're going to shoot 3D seismic just under 20,000 square kilometers. And Tullow are providing them for a free carry on that and a drill as well. So the 3D is going to further refine the targets and scope out new leads as well. And they have obviously already had a look at the sort of prospective targets, if you like, and they're expecting somewhere around about the sort of billion barrels of oil equivalent in place. So they're looking at oil and gas there. So when you have a look at similar companies.
Yeah, but billion barrels there.
Yeah, billion barrels potential.
So nearly as big as Horse Hill.
Nearly as big as Horse Hill, indeed.
But nothing is as big as Horse Hill, obviously.
AAE's got more oil in place.
Oh, really? Okay.
Let's see if it flows.
Okay.
But back to Echo, when you actually have a look at the market cap, it's only around about sort of 20, 21 million. So, and they've already got partners in place, so you consider, obviously, a lot of companies have got less prospective oil in place and they're still needing funding, 3D and all partners in place. So the perspectives are there for sort of all to see, if you like.
All right. So I haven't actually heard of that company, which is unbelievable, but a billion barrels of potential there to look out for. Next situation
is Venture Life Group. Now, I spoke to Jerry Randall this week, the CEO, and they've basically got a very clearly defined way of working, and it's within sort of the personal healthcare area. Now, it's almost a pharmaceutical type company, but without all the regulations and clinical trials. And they've got a broad range of products, but they're all available over the counter or off the shelf. But the main one that they bought around about a year ago is a oral health product called Ultradex. And they've got it backed up, obviously, by clinical data. And obviously, they've got specific claims. Now, that product that they bought originally was only utilized in a very, very broad sort of spectrum. And they've gone to town with that. And it's now available in a lot of companies and countries worldwide.
I've seen it on the tube. I've seen the advert for that on the tube as well.
Yep, that's the second part. Obviously, they've done a massive advertising campaign. And last year, they actually broke into profit. The turnover of the business is around about 14 million last year. And obviously, since they've listed, the share price has dropped accordingly. But they've got a lot more products on board now, a lot more information out there in the public domain. And again, a lot more distribution networks and channels. And they're looking to further expand the product base that they've got. And hopefully the sort of next set of results, based upon the fact that it's wider distribution, better distribution, cheaper distribution, should obviously see things materializing to plenty of upside there for people that have obviously been with the company for a few years.
Yeah, I've interviewed the company a couple of times, actually, and Jerry told me that a lot of the products are for people of my age, you know, 50 plus. So I've been demographically targeted on that one.
Well, the thing with a lot of the products, I mean, it's like, for instance, NeuroAge, if you're talking about age-related products, it's almost like a Benecol type product. But people might not necessarily eat, for instance, bread. So they might not go for, like, Flora Proactive. Benecol, obviously, the probiotics. People might not like yogurts or might be dairy intolerant. So those two products might not be of any use to them. So this sort of product does similar things to obviously lower all of the sort of bad cholesterol, if you like, and that's going to be coming out in a tablet form. And then obviously Neura Age, which I referred to previously, that is effectively going to help a lot of people with short-term memory loss based around sort of age-related illnesses. And it is quite surprising that there's a lot of companies out there trying to find products in that sector that have to go through clinical trials, etc. And here there's this company with a proven product that's picked up by clinical data and backed up by that data. So it's a very small market cap for what could be the potential there.
Fantastic. That's Venture Life. And then there's the final stock you wanted to look at, which was Petronet.
Yeah, quite a bit of noise surrounding that, as you've highlighted. And obviously, we commented on it a few weeks back now. Obviously, with the Easter break, and I had a week away. So I just want to reiterate on that one. Number one, the stock isn't in the North Sea. And obviously, the main thing there is, instead of commenting on social media, why not come and actually have a listen to the information firsthand that was there, and again covered by Steve Shares, my weekly blog.
Right, so you interviewed the company, is that correct?
Hopefully we will be doing at some point in the very near future as well. So
okay, so that's a situation to look out for over the next few weeks.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, that sounds great. We're building up for the long weekend and we won't be thinking of shares at all. But in the meantime, Steve Lowrett, Share Research Business Analyst at Share Talk, thank you very much for joining us today and have a great time.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you.